Well, that's the way Mama's house. And this house was built in 1902, and my son, that boy just come in here, lives in it now.
Okay.
All right. Now, and it's changed up a little now. This here is just more or less a junk room now, and they moved the kitchen to right here after Daddy died, so Mama wouldn't have to go way back there by herself.
That's interesting.
The house I built, the house that was there that they built after the Civil War had an upstairs to it, was a two-story house. The house that I built after that one went down in 1935, it's got four bedrooms, two baths, a log hall, a den, a dining room, a living room, the kitchen, and a little front porch and a back porch.
What were some of the chores you had to do at the house?
What was the what?
Chores you had to do.
The biggest thing I myself had to do, I had to milk about two or three damn cows every morning and every evening before I went to school. I had to haul in wood for fires and coal for the heaters. And I made up my mind when I got out of school and come back here and went to work, I'd never milk another damn cow, and I ain't milked one since. And, of course, then later we went to butane gas, and that's what we use in all the heaters now.
Yeah.
We may have to go back to coal with this energy deal.
But you had a fireplace.
Yeah, we had fireplaces, John.
What sort of wood? I hear that this was all woods here. A lot of this land was wood.
Well, a lot of it was, but it wasn't all wood.
Yeah.
I'd say that of the country that's cleared up in Madison now, back when I was a boy in my teens and going to college, I'd say there was about a fifth of the amount of land that's cleared up now was cleared up then. But it's, most of it, biggest part of it, of course, is cleared up now. They're clearing up more and more all the time, putting it into crops.
Yeah.
And we used to raise cotton, mainly. My daddy and granddaddy were dying rural cotton folks. They didn't like nothing else but cotton. And of course, feed for the mule. We raised a good bit of corn for the mule, some oats for the mule, and put up a little hay, and tried to raise most of our livestock feed, which was for horses and mules. And didn't have nothing but two or three milk cows. And then we later went into the cattle business, and that cut down on everything. And now, this place, we don't have any cotton on it. We got nothing but soybeans and oats and wheat and hay and cows.
You got wheat?
We did have some wheat, yeah. We had about 200 acres of wheat this year. Plowed it, after we cut it, we plowed, put it in soybeans. The soybeans are way up here on you now. That
good fertilizer. When did y'all close the store?
Oh, well, they used the store when they had all those tenants. They had a store on the funniest everybody out of here and the funniest surrounding country. And when I was a kid in high school, I had to work the store every Saturday. And we never went on to about 1 or 2 o'clock on Saturday night because it was all, you know, all kept going along that late. Well, then Daddy ran the store until he died, and he died in 1957, and then I kept it open on until it burned up in 1965, and then I rebuilt this store, and I ran it about 2 years more, and then just quit the store business, and you see it now, the boys have got it as a junk room. You want a coat?
Huh?
You want a coat?
No, no thanks.
So then since we quit running the store, it's been about 5 years. We quit running the store, maybe six. And
I guess when you did you ever save anything, the old time things from the store? Or?
The old store was full of all the old records and everything else until it went up in 1965. They had all the kids' trophies they had won in 4-H club stuff and all of that. And all that went up and had all those old records, and I still can come in wanting something would know just where it is in the old store, but it ain't here no more.
Yes. How did y'all get your, where did you get your supplies for the store from?
Well, a lot of it came from New Orleans by boat. And we used to ship our cotton to New Orleans by boat and sell it down there. Ship the cotton to Johnny and Parker.